November is shaping up to be a rough month for opioid overdoses in Monroe County. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, members of the county's heroin task force say they have to keep moving forward.
In the last few days, Monroe County's total overdoses for the year surged past 1,000. That's well past the full year total for 2017, with 6 weeks still left in this year. And the task force, which includes leaders in healthcare, addiction treatment, the recovery community, and law enforcement, is taking note. The sheriff's department has begun making visits to the homes of people who overdose, not to make arrests, but to make connections. Deputy Mike Favada says just about every morning he looks over the list of people who have overdosed recently, and he visits them or their families and offers to take them to a treatment center to start recovery. He says it's a tactic that's only available to the sheriff's department.
Let's use our ability to have the information in hand, which people don't have. The hospitals don't have it. You know what I mean? We know they overdosed. So why don't we use that ability to say, hey, let's go. Let's get some help.
Favada says when he shows up, people can get scared and think that they're about to be arrested. But once they realize he's there to help, they open up. The next step might be bringing people like counselors or addiction treatment specialists along for these visits. Favada says those people might be better able to connect with someone who's struggling with addiction. But there are still some kinks to work out, like what to do if he suddenly gets called to a crime scene. So the idea is still under discussion at the sheriff's department, where it has to clear legal hurdles before moving forward. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.